弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters, to you.
感谢主，今天是一个特别的日子，我们一起来啊敬拜赞美主。
We thank God for this special morning. We're here together to worship Him and to praise Him.
两个月以前，我配了一副新的眼镜。
About 2 months ago, I got a new pair of glasses.
那个以前的眼镜太旧了，不能再用了。
Old ones too old, no longer was able to use those glasses.
我们都知道，有了新的眼镜，我们需要一段时间去适应。
We all know once you get a new pair, it takes a little while to get used to them.
我一开始戴我这副新的眼镜的时候，前面几个礼拜时间里，我觉得这个眼镜跟以前有很大的差别。
So the first couple of weeks of getting this new pair, I felt it works quite differently from my old pair.
后来我发现。我现在看到的东西啊，跟那个东西的真实的形状差别很大。
Then I found out the shape that I see now with my new pair of glasses are quite different from what they really are.
以前没有这样的事情。
And I didn't have any of this experience before.
大家都知道我的太太个子不高。
Everybody knows my wife, is not that tall in stature.
现在我看到她的时候，觉得她更矮。
And now I look at her, she seems even shorter than before.
我把她看得比以前更低了。
So in my eyes, she is a little lower than previously.
我后面这句话开玩笑哈，我不能把她看低。
Of course, I am just kidding around. Of course, in my eyes, she remains tall all the time.
那我们知道这个，我的新眼镜一方面可以帮助我把东西看得稍微清楚一点。
So this new pair helped me see things better.
但是另一方面呢，让我把东西看了变了样子。
At the same time, though, they distort.
我看到东西跟那个东西的原型不一样了。
So I see things differently from how they really are.
我想我们的肉眼的视力会下降。
In our flesh and body, our eyesight will deteriorate over time.
我们需要眼镜的这种调试，让我们看得稍微清楚一点。
So we need that correction from the glasses.
假如不调的话，我们会把东西看错。
Without which, we won't see things correctly.
我们心里的眼睛的视力呢也会下降。
Same with the eyes of our heart.
我们心里面等到有东西占据我们的心的时候，我们眼睛的视力会，我们眼睛心里的眼睛会看不清楚。
If our heart is preoccupied with things, then the eyes of our heart won't be able to see clearly either.
甚至看不清楚，最后可能像瞎子一样。
We may not even see things clearly as if we are blinded.
那两天以前是耶稣基督的受难日。
Two days ago, we celebrated the Lord's Good Friday.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
今天是他复活日子。
And today is the day he has risen.
对我们信主人来说呢，我们都知道耶稣复活了。
Believers all know Jesus has risen.
但是我们是否常常能看清他已经复活了。
But can we see that resurrection clearly?
我们是否能够常常看见他的复活的大能？
Do we see his resurrection power?
随着时间的推移，在我们每天的生活里面，我们是否能够会把他的复活的大能看得越来越小？
As time passes, do we gain clearer and clearer sight of his resurrection?
像我这个新眼镜一样，把耶稣基督复活看变了样子。
Or just like my new pair of glasses, they kind of distort the image over time even further.
我们都知道这个病毒瘟疫已经流行一年多时间了。
The pandemic's been going on for more than a year.
在这段时间里面，然后我们眼睛都看到了什么？
What have we seen during this whole pandemic?
我们是不是常常只看到病毒瘟疫？
Are our eyes fixed upon the virus?
有多少时候我们能看见复活的主就在我们身边？
How often do we realize that the resurrected Lord is just right next to us, present with us?
让我们看一段经文来思考一下，在什么时候我们可以看见复活的主？
We have some scripture reading this morning to help us think about when we see the Lord clearly.
我们要看的经文在约翰福音20:1-16。我来读一下中文，请秀玉弟兄呢读一下英文。
So we come to Gospel of John, chapter 20:1-16.
约翰福音20:11，玛利亚却站在坟墓外哭， 哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：夫人，为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：夫人，为什么哭？你找谁？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说：玛利亚。玛利亚就转过身来，用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼。
So John chapter 20, we begin with verse 11. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they said to her, Woman, why are you crying? They've taken my Lord away, she said.And I don't know where they have put him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary.She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，将你宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
求你开启我们的心眼。
Open the eyes of our hearts.
让你的话语能够进到我们心里面。
That your word may enter our hearts.
来改变我们，来影响我们，来鼓励我们。
That we may be transformed, may be influenced, that we may know you.
与我们每一位同在。
Be with each one of us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
This we ask in Jesus' name.
好，在约翰福音二十章第十一节这里告诉我们，玛利亚站在坟墓的外面哭啊，她哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
So in verse 11 tells us Mary was standing outside the tomb, crying, weeping.And then as she wept, she stooped down, bent over, and looked into the tomb.
在圣经里面提到过有好几个玛利亚，那么这个玛利亚呢，是来自莫大拉的玛利亚。
The gospel mentions several Marys. This one happens to be Mary Magdalene.
那玛利亚为什么要哭呢？我们需要看一下约翰福音前面的经文，让我们了解一下当时的情况。
The reason why she was crying is explained earlier in the gospel of John.
在约翰福音啊第二十章第一、第二节那里记载，七日的第一日清晨啊清早天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
So the start of the chapter 20, verse 1 to 2 say.Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
从其他经文我们知道，当时有除了玛利亚、莫大拉、玛利亚以外，还有另外几位妇女一同到了坟墓那里。不过这里约翰在这里只强调莫大拉的玛利亚。
We also know from elsewhere in the gospel that with Jesus at the cross were several other, another Mary and a couple other women. But here in the gospel of John, we see Mary Magdalene being at the center of emphasis here.
那玛利亚为什么在那儿哭泣呢？
So why was Mary crying?
她来到坟墓的原因是什么？
Why did she come to the tomb in the first place?
在约翰福音十九章那里地方告诉我们，在安息日前夕，莫大拉玛利亚呢和另外几个妇女预备了香膏，等过了安息日之后，他们要到坟墓去膏抹耶稣的身体。
Chapter 19 tells us that at eve of Passover, Mary Magdalene and a couple other women came.With spices, trying to wait until the Passover passes to anoint the body of Jesus.
所以来到坟墓的时候，让玛利亚没有想到的是，坟墓门口那块巨石被挪开了。
So she came to the tomb, but unexpectedly, she found out that the stone had been rolled away.
那我们知道犹太人的坟墓跟我们一般人的坟墓想象的啊很不一样。
The Jewish place of burial is quite different from perhaps how we imagine tombs today.
那他们的坟墓以前多半是在啊山的峭壁上凿出一个洞来。
Usually they would carve out a cave on a mountainside.
所以人可以走进去，那个身体呢会放在一个坟墓里一个平台上。
The corpse would be laid on a platform inside the cave, and people could walk into that cave.
那门口呢？那个坟墓的口呢，会用块巨石把它封上。
They usually put a large piece of stone to block the entrance.
那玛利亚发现巨石被移开，耶稣的身体不见了。
So here, Mary found out the stone was rolled away.
所以她就赶快跑走去向耶稣的门徒们报告。
So we see she ran to the disciples to report this situation.
那当时门徒们听了玛利亚的报告以后，怎么反应的呢？
And when the disciples heard her news, how did they respond to that?
在路加福音有记载，当时门徒听了以后呢，觉得玛利亚他们是在胡言乱语。
Gospel of Luke says that when they heard her, they thought she was talking nonsense.
说明什么？说明当时门徒们根本就不相信耶稣会从死里复活。
Obviously, they did not believe that Jesus could have been resurrected from death.
我们知道，在三年多的时间里面，耶稣多次跟门徒们说过，他会被杀害，第三天会从死里复活。
We know Jesus, however, repeatedly told his disciples during those 3 years that he would be resurrected after his death.
显而耶稣的话语没有进到门徒和玛利亚他们心里面去。
So we know his word then didn't go into the hearts of his disciples and followers.
那玛利亚告诉门徒们，那耶稣的身体不见了。那彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒就是约翰，一同的跑到坟墓那里，他们证实了玛利亚所说的话。
So after Mary told them that the Lord's body is nowhere to be seen, then we see Simon Peter.And the disciple whom Jesus loved, we know that's John, came running toward the tomb and saw that was the situation.
他们发现耶稣的身体不见了，但是他们当时并不相信耶稣已经从死里复活了。
So they see Jesus' body was gone, but yet they haven't believed yet that he was indeed resurrected.
那彼得跟约翰离开以后，玛利亚却没有离开。
So after Peter and John left,Mary Magdalene remained at the tomb.
So, 她一个人留在坟墓门口，在那里哭泣。
And she was there crying alone.
她难过哭泣的原因是什么？因为她来到坟墓的目的是要来高摩耶稣的身体，结果耶稣的身体不见了。
She was sad because she came to anoint the body, and here Jesus' body was not there.
那玛利亚知道，在安息日之前，耶稣是被匆匆忙忙的。埋葬的，他要想要用香料再次来高摩耶稣的身体，以表示他对主的尊敬。
She knew Jesus was buried in haste before Sabbath, so that's why she came with the spices, wishing to anoint the body.
那约翰福音二十章第十二节这里说，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。
Verse 12, and she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the feet.
所以当时玛利亚显然是一边的哭泣，一边低头向坟墓里看，看到两个穿白衣的天使坐在两边。
So while she was crying, she bent over, looked into the tomb, and saw two angels.
所以玛利亚来到坟墓的本来是要什么？她希望是看到耶稣的。身体，但是呢，他没有想到有两个天使在那里。
She came to see Jesus, and here she saw angels.
所以在他的观念里面，耶稣已经死了。
In her mind, Jesus had already died.
所以前面我们提到过，虽然主耶稣多次在对身边的人，包括对玛利亚他们多次说过他会被杀害，第三天会复活，但是这样的观念呢，还没有进到玛利亚的心里面去。
And that's despite many times Jesus telling them that he would be resurrected, but they haven't taken that word in heart to their hearts.
所以他心里这些固有的观念呢，让他啊没有相不能相信耶稣实际上已经复活。
So here we see this preconceived notion on the part of Mary prevented her from believing that Jesus has resurrected.
So 在福音墓那边借着两个天使，玛利亚是没有想到啊，一定非常惊讶，她还没有开口，天使先讲话了。
She must have been very surprised by the sight of two angels, and before she opened her mouth, the angels began to speak to her.
第二十章十三节这里说，天使对她说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”
They said, "Woman, why are you crying?"
那玛利亚就当然回答他们，回答两个天使，有人说有人把主挪走了，他不知道他放哪里去了。
And she answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him."
所以两个天使在主动的在问玛利亚说：“你为什么哭泣呢？”
The angels, initiated this conversation, asking her why. What was the reason that you are crying?
我们知道天使是神的使者，是奉命来差遣神的信息的人。
The angels are the Lord's messengers, sent to bring messages.
那天使会不会知道玛利亚为什么在哭泣？他们一定会知道。
They would obviously have known the reason why Mary was here crying.
他们一定会知道他为什么，但是他为什么还要问呢？
So even though they must have known it, why did they still ask this question of her?
很显然是神要借着天使问玛利亚这样的问题呢，要让玛利亚去思考。去思考一下他耶稣以前对他所说的话，就是他死后会复活的。
And the goal was to get her to start thinking about the word she heard from Jesus previously about his resurrection.
那玛利亚在这个时候心里面想到了什么？她的心思完全在耶稣的身体上面。她自己应有的观念呢？她啊，在她的观念里面，一定有人把耶稣的身体给拿走了。她还处在疑惑里面。
Here we can see what was going on inside Mary's mind. She thought Jesus has died. She came for the corpse, the dead body. And so not seeing it, she thought, well, it must be taken away by somebody.
第十四节这里说，那说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
Verse 14, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And yet did not know it was Jesus.
回答天使的问题，那么玛利亚把身转过来，我们不知道什么原因，她把身转过来。
She answered the angel's question, then she turned around. We don't know why she was turning around.
她一转身看到耶稣就在附近。
But she saw Jesus standing right there.
但是她没有认出身边的人就是她要寻找的耶稣。
But she did not know that was the Jesus she was looking for.
什么原因？
Why?
那一个原因的话呢，可能是耶稣复活以后的身体啊，跟之前的身体有些差别。
One reason could be Jesus' resurrected body was somewhat different from his pre-resurrection body.
之前他是以肉身出现，那么现在是不再是肉身，是一个荣耀的身体。
So his glorified body now could be different from his previously fleshly body.
另外一个原因是，可能是更重要一点是什么
？Maybe another more important reason could be，
我们刚才讲，玛利亚那个时候正在心里面正在思考别的事情，她的心思已经被有别的事情占据，她还处在疑惑里面。
That Mary's heart was full of preoccupations, preconceived notions about death and life。
她根本没有去想，站在眼前这个人呢，正是她要寻找的主耶稣。
She never imagined that this person in front of her could be her Lord.
所以十五节这里说，耶稣问他说：“夫人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”
Verse 15, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who is it you are looking for?"
玛利亚以为是看远，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我去取他。”
Mary thought he was the gardener, so she said, "Sir." If you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
那显然是玛利亚一边转身一边哭泣，那在这个时候，耶稣又主动的先问他一个问题，问的问题跟天使问的完全一样。
So here we see the Lord Jesus approaching her, asking her the same questions the angel asked her.
你为什么哭泣？
Why are you weeping?
难道耶稣不知道玛利亚为什么哭泣，不知道她难过的原因吗？
Doesn't Jesus know the reason why she's crying, why she was feeling sad?
当然不是，耶稣知道她为什么难过，为什么哭泣。
He of course knew why she was crying.
我想一方面是让她有表达的机会，表达自己她心里面的难过，另一方面更重要的是让她去思考。他来到坟墓到底要做什么？
So I imagine the Lord Jesus giving her an opportunity to express her grief on the one hand, at the same time also trying to remind her who, what's the purpose for her coming to this tomb.
为了让玛利亚进一步思考，那么耶稣又接着问了他第二个问题，你在找谁呢？
To help her reflect a little bit deeper, who is it really you're looking for?
听起来是一个多余的问题，是不是？
This seems to be a spurious question, right?
同样，耶稣要让玛利亚再次思考她所做的事，让她思考她以前对她说过的话。
No, but he was trying to help her think about what she had said previously.
但在这个时候，玛利亚竟然以为跟她讲话的人是看墓园的园丁。
And yet here, Mary thought he was the gardener.
要请他帮忙去找耶稣的身体。
She's asking him to help locate Jesus' body.
主耶稣在那个时候就是站在玛利亚的面前，在主动的与玛利亚说话。
And yet at the very moment, Jesus was standing right next to her, talking with her.
那玛利亚我们知道他已经跟随耶稣有几年的时间，他对主耶稣的声音应该是很熟悉的，但是他没有听出是主的声音。
Now Mary's been following Jesus for several years now, so she...should have been very familiar with what Jesus' voice was like, and yet here, having heard him, she still didn't realize it was Jesus.
但是因为她心里面有充满了别的事情，等到我们心里面有别的事情，别人在跟我们讲话的时候，我们就很难再听进去了。
That was because in her heart, she was absorbed in her own thoughts, and so that prevented her from being able to really hear Jesus.
所以这样一来，她复活的主就在他眼前，他却看不见已经复活的主。
And here the resurrected Lord is right there with her, and yet she cannot seem to see him.
面对玛利亚的这种悲伤疑惑呢，耶稣对他如何回应的？
In the face of her grief, what was Jesus' response?
第十六节，耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚！”就转过身来，用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼。”
Verse 16, Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.
在这里，耶稣是叫了玛利亚的名字。
Jesus called Mary by her name.
玛利亚转过身来。
So she turned toward him.
这是她第二次转身，她用希伯来话回复耶稣说，拉波尼。
Second,time turning around. Now she's crying out in Aramaic.
那拉波尼就是老师父子的意思，拉比也是老师跟父子的意思。
Rabboni, which in Aramaic means the same as rabbi, meaning teacher.
那犹太人一般称老师为拉比，就像耶稣的门徒们称呼耶稣为拉比。
Jews, like Jesus' disciples, call their teacher rabbi.
那拉波尼是比拉比更亲密的称呼。
This word Rabboni is a term of endearment, denoting closer feeling than the word rabbi.
So, 在这个时候，莫大拉的玛利亚呢，听出眼前那一位就是她要去高摩的耶稣。
Now Mary realized that this was the Lord Jesus that she was looking for.
主耶稣一呼叫她的名字，她就听出是主在呼叫她，是主的声音。
When the Lord called her by name, she came to the realization it was the Lord.
那在约翰福音十章第三、第四节那里也是耶稣在对门徒们讲话。第三节那里说约翰福音十章三节，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
Calling by name, this is also referred to in John chapter 10, 3 to 4, where Jesus said, the watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
在这里耶稣说他是那个牧人，他在前面带领羊往前走，让他的羊在后面跟着他。
Jesus here says he is the kind of a shepherd that goes ahead of the sheep and the sheep follow him.
当他呼叫他们的名字的时候，那么羊就可以听说是牧人在呼叫他们。
And he calls his own sheep by their name, and they hear his voice.
那在约翰福音二十章这里，那么耶稣呼叫呼叫玛利亚的名字的时候，玛利亚这马上听出是自己牧人的声音。
So back to chapter 20, Jesus calling Mary by her name, and she indeed now heard him.
牧人认得他每一只羊，他发出声音的时候，他呼叫的时候，他的羊都会听见牧人的声音。
So a good shepherd, once he calls his sheep, then the sheep recognize that voice, and they're willing to follow.
那同样的，主耶稣认识我们每一个信靠他的人。
In the same way, the Lord Jesus knows every single one of us who follow him.
我们每一个信靠他的都是他的羊。
Every one of us who follows him is one of his sheep.
所以他可以叫出我们每个人的名字。
And he calls each one of us by our name.
所以现在耶稣已经复活，他在父神的右边。
Now we know the Lord has indeed resurrected. He's now seated at the right hand of God our Father.
他每天对我们祷告，我相信他是会点名为我们祷告。
He intercedes for us every day, and we believe he does that by our name, individual names.
那约翰福音第二十章这个地方告诉我们，莫大拉的玛利亚有两次向耶稣转身。
We see in John chapter 20, Mary turning back, turning toward Jesus twice.
那第一次转过来的时候，耶稣对他说话，问他你为什么哭泣？你在找谁？
The first time she did, Jesus asked him, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?"
那复活的主就在那个时候跟他说话，而玛利亚却没有听出来，没有听出是复活的主在对他说话。
The resurrected Lord was speaking to her, and yet she didn't recognize his voice at that time.
那第二次玛利亚转身的时候，她听出是主在对她说话。
Her second time of turning, however, she had recognized his voice.
玛利亚这两次转身有什么不一样的地方？
What's the difference between these two turning around?
玛利亚第一次转身的时候，她只是身体的转身。
In the first instance, she turned around physically, her body.
没有把心转过来。
Without at the same time turning her heart around also.
因为她心里面已经有很多其他的事情，已经被证据说他的心一直在琢磨耶稣的身体，在想其他的事情。
For her heart then was filled with other things, other thoughts, pondering where Jesus' dead body was moved to.
这样，虽然说主在亲自给他讲话，复活的主就在他眼前，但是他就是看不见，就是听不见。
So even though Jesus was right there with her personally, speaking with her, and yet she was unable to recognize his voice and see him.
那第二次玛利亚转身的时候，她不仅仅是将身体转过来了，她更重要的是将心转过来了。
After she turned around the second time, however, not only did she turn around physically, but also in her heart, in her mind, she also turned toward Jesus.
当她把心转过来的时候，就完全不一样了。
With the heart having turned around, everything here changed.
他马上就可以听出是主在讲话，是主在与他交流。
She immediately realized this was the Lord Jesus talking with her, standing right next to her.
这对我们有什么样的提醒？
What can we learn from this?
那在跟随主的路上呢，我们在很多时候，我们来到神的面前，只是把身体转向了神。
One thing may be that as we follow the Lord, it could be very often that we are only following him physically, with our physical being.
我们的心没有转向他。
Without our heart also turning toward him.
换句话说，在很多时候我们的身体在场，心不在场，心不在眼。
To put differently, We may be with him physically, but in our mind, we're elsewhere.
比如说我们来到教会聚会、啊、在网上聚会，有可能我们只是身体来到了教会，我们的身体在电脑、在手机的屏幕面前。
Another example might be, say, let's say we have come to the church service, probably physically or online in front of a cell phone or a computer. Your body may be there present.
所以我们很可能是只将身体带到了主的面前，没有把心给带来。
But it could have been just our body, our attention, our heart and mind probably are not there fully.
假如我们只把身体转向神，没有将心转过来，会带来什么结果？
If we turn to the Lord only physically without also within our heart, what will be the result of that?
就会像玛利亚第一次转身一样，我们也听不见神对我们说话的声音，我们也看不清、听不清圣灵对我们的呼唤。
It may be similar to what Mary experienced, that we turn, but we don't hear, we don't see clearly, we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
求神帮助我们能够来到神的面前的时候，不仅是将我们的身体转向他，更重要的是让我们将心可以转向他。
So we ask the Lord for help to help us turn not just physically, but also to have a turned heart, as well as mind toward Him.
这样神的话语才可能进到我们心里面。
Only in doing that can His Word really enter into our hearts.
那主耶稣复活以后，向很多人显现过。
After his resurrection, we know the Lord Jesus appeared to many.
但是向第一个人显现的第一个人是谁啊？是莫大拉的玛利亚。
Among them, the first person here we know was Mary Magdalene.
不是耶稣自己的家人，不是跟随他三年多的门徒，也不是他的得意门生彼得跟约翰。
Before any of his family members, any of his disciples, his followers, not even John.
而是一个非常不起眼的一个人。
But one very nameless, unfamous woman.
那从路加福音我们知道，莫大拉的玛利亚呢，曾经被七个鬼附身啊，在认识耶稣以前，她的人生是非常的凄惨。
We know from Luke that Mary Magdalene was had been possessed by seven evil spirits before she came to know the Lord and lived a miserable existence.
她是一个被社会孤立，是被人唾弃的一个人。
Ostracized by society, rejected by men.
得到神的恩典以后，她被医治以后呢，她的生命得到彻底改变。
But after she was healed by the Lord's grace, her life changed completely.
从被医治那一刻开始，他就一直跟随在主耶稣的身边。
So from day one, she had been always following the Lord, close by His side.
那在七日第一日呢？有另外几个妇女也跟玛利亚一同去了耶稣的坟墓，而玛利亚是第一个到达的。
We also know that on this first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, but several other women went to the tomb also, but she was the first one.To arrive there.
那门徒约翰跟彼得看到坟墓空了以后，就马上离开了。
Now these two other disciples, Peter and John, after they had seen the tomb was empty, they departed from the tomb.
那另外几个妇女看到耶稣的身体不见了，也走了。
The several other women did the same thing. They also left.
只有莫大拉玛利亚一个人又回到坟墓那里，在那里继续等待。
Only Mary Magdalene went back to the tomb again and stood there and waited.
什么时候能看到主？如何能看到主？
She was wondering when can she see the Lord's body.
那我们知道，玛利亚有她固执的时候，有她疑惑的时候，她也不知道以后事情会如何发展。
We know Mary Magdalene had her moments of being stubborn, of being doubtful.Not sure when she gets to see Jesus.
但是呢，她没有放弃，她心里面只装着主，她一门心思要去寻找。别人都放弃了，她没有。
But never did she give up. She always persisted, always wondered when she would get to see the Lord.
因为她深深的爱着自己的主啊，她选择继续寻找询问。
Because her love for Jesus was deep, and she chose to remain waiting, remain seeking.
说主让她给寻见了。
And she found the Lord.
她终于听到了主的声音，那是一个慈爱的声音，是一个安慰鼓励的声音。
And she heard the Lord's voice, the voice of love, the voice of comfort.
她最后在人面前大声地宣告我已经看见了主。
In the end, we see she was able to proclaim loudly, I have seen the Lord.
那复活节是我们对我们每个信徒来说是一个最重要的节日。
Easter is the most significant day for us believers.
那么耶稣的复活呢，战胜了死亡，他的复活就显明他自己就是神。
The Lord's resurrection defeats death and proclaims he is God as he said he was.
所以没有他的复活呢，就没有我们的福音没有他的复活，就没有我们的基督的信仰。
Without resurrection, there'll be no gospel. There'll be no Christian faith.
因为他的复活让我们每个信徒人有了永生跟复活的盼望。
Because the resurrection is the foundation for our hope for everlasting life.
所以在这个特别日子呢，让我们能够每个信徒人能够都问一下自己，我们有没有看见复活的主
？So on this special Easter Sunday, let each one of us reflect: Do we see the resurrected Lord?
我什么时候看见了复活的主？
When do we see the resurrected Lord?
开始的时候我提到我在这一年多的这种病毒流行的这一段时间里面，我们的眼睛都在看什么？我们看到了什么？
Let's think during this year of pandemic, what are the things we are seeing? What are the things we are looking at?
我们知道现在会有瘟疫，以后还会有别的灾难。
Now we have this pandemic.And in the future days, there will be other things coming as well.
在这种动荡的环境里面，在不确定的时代里面，我们会掉入迷惑里面，我们的心会被世俗的观念所占据。
In this time of uncertainty, disturbance, it's very easy for our hearts to fall into doubt, into unbelief.
盼我们能够常常来到神的面前，能够安静下来，让神来洁净我们的心。
So let's hope the Lord help us be able to remain still, to be quiet in Him, that our hearts may be at peace.
让他来调整我们心里的这个属灵的眼睛，让我们这个属灵的眼睛的视力不会下降。
Let Him adjust the eyesight, of course, the eye of our hearts, that we can see Him.
这样的话，我们才可能听他的话语，才能够感受到他复活的能力。
Then we can really hear, we can listen, we can hear him, and we can realize the power of his resurrection.
So, 当有人问你在患难里面，在逼迫里面，在逆境里面，你看见了什么？
When others ask you, what do you see when you're in adversity, under persecution, and in difficulty?
那么在每天的生活里面，我们能看见什么呢？
In your everyday life, what are the things that you see?
盼我们能够可以很清楚地告诉他，在不管在什么时候，我可以常常看见复活的主耶稣。
Let's hope that we, no matter in what kind of circumstances, we can always say that we are able to see the Lord of resurrection.
我也常常能够感受到复活的主给我带来的盼望。
That we can feel that hope brought about by the resurrection of our Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
How about let's pray together?
天父，我们感谢你，再次感谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for giving us your word.
天父，是你的恩典，你让耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，又复活。
Father, it's entirely of your grace that the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, and he was also resurrected from death.
让我们这些信靠你的人有了盼望。
You've given us believers hope.
你不仅让我们有个永生的盼望，在天上永生的盼望
，Not only a hope of everlasting life in heaven，
也是让我们还在地上的时候，能够每天都经历到神你的同在
，But also hope of experiencing your presence every day in our life here on earth。
让我们不管在什么时候，我们都能够感受到，都能够看到。神，你就在我们身边。
That whatever the time, whatever the circumstances, we can see, that we can feel your presence here with us.
因为耶稣已经复活。
Because Jesus is risen.
他把平安喜乐放在了我们心里。
peace, joy he has put in our hearts.
让我们能够每天都能够感受到你的怜悯、你的同在、你的帮助。
Let us be in touch with your love, with your help for us every day.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.